This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 10th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. It says there, long ago, even before He made the world, God chose us to be His very own. Through what Christ would do for us, He decided then to make us holy in His eyes without a single fault. We who stand before Him covered with His love. End of quote. Bible confirms God created the world. It talks about the foundation of the world, referring to the act of creation by God. You should know this amazing fact that would blow your mind off with astonishments. Listen what our today's Bible Insights says to you. It says, long ago, even before He made the world, God chose you to be His own. Through what Christ would do for us, He decided then to make us holy in His eyes without a single fault. We who stand before Him covered with His love. End of quote. Long ago means before God created the world. It means eternity past. No time or restriction of time existed then. It means when there was only one triune God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The planner, God the Father, was there. The Savior, Jesus Christ, the executor of the planning, was there. And an eternal covenant or plan was laid out at that time. God marked out the plan based on what His Son, Jesus Christ, would do for you in time. Bible reveals God chose you in that eternal plan of God, even before He created this whole wide world. When people throw bad things at you, when people leave you, when people ridicule you, when they isolate you, when they hurt you, keep this foundational truth close to your mind and heart. God chose you. God selected you to become a member of His heavenly family. His selection has nothing to do with your work or performances. His selection has nothing to do with what other people would do to you or label you. He sovereignly picked you up to be with Him eternally in heaven with not even a single fault. Beloved, not only He chose you through His Son Jesus Christ based on what He would do for you, but also He decided then, long before He made the world, to make you holy in His eyes without a single fault. Because He chose you and make you holy, you would stand before Him in heaven covered with His love. Rest assured in this, in His unchanging promise. God guarantees this promise. This is why the Bible declares in Romans 8:38-39, listen what it says, "For I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from His love. Death cannot. Life cannot, the angels won't, and all the powers of hell itself cannot keep God's love away. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, or where we are, high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God demonstrated by our Lord Jesus Christ when He died for us." End of quote. You see, this was not based on your merit, but only based on His loving, merciful, kind choice of you. If you know nothing else in this world, make sure you know this. God loves you deeply and profoundly. He is your advocate and protector. He is on your side, no matter what life or people around you throw at you, period. Are you feeling sad or depressed? I totally understand, because I felt the same way in the past. Even now, at this time in life, friends and even closer ones throw arrows once in a while. However, do you know what? I did not care about it anymore. Because of God's truth, that He loves me, He chose me, He makes me holy, and will make me stand before Him with no fault in His love, is the foundation of my thought process. God gave me a ministry of reconciliation, welcoming you, inviting you to Him. I want to do it faithfully as long as I live and as long as He allows. You see, first thing first, if you haven't so far, come God's way now. God's way to make you perfect and fault-free. is by His Son, Jesus Christ. Bible says in John 1 verse 12, to all who received Him, that means Jesus, God gave the right to become children of God, end of God. Would you come and accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord? He chose you to be His very own through what Jesus Christ did for you. Beloved God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe your word that came to me today, that I am chosen even before you made the world, based on what Jesus Christ did. I know you decided to make me holy without a single fault, and I know you would make me stand before you blameless all through the coming eternity. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus died in my place for all of my sins, and He rose again on the third day victoriously. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.